Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
Little Eric Clapton bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage and all the other things, the blog, the knowledge base, articles, archives, etc., etc., including the body of work that Matthew Cartwright has deposited with us as a member of our Brain Trust over the years. You can find his suite there as well. Matt's been a member of our Brain Trust for more than 8 years. Matt, thanks again for hanging out with us. He's an attorney, folks, but we love him anyway. A partner with Monday and Cartwright. Matt, in your book, Litigation, Commercial, and Business Tort Cases, your new book, one part of that section of that book is on antitrust. And
well, it sure is.
Can you give the audience a definition of a fairly brief definition of antitrust? Not the whole chapter, just the definition.
You know, it takes me 45 minutes to clear my throat, Jim. But, antitrust is anti-competitive behavior in violation of the antitrust statutes in the United States.
All right. And a big case, two big cases include well, two historic cases was IBM back in the 70s, Microsoft in the late 1990s and early 2000s. And that became an international antitrust situation, and recently, AT&T is being sued by the antitrust division of the Obama Justice Department to prevent them from acquiring T-Mobile. Right?
Well, that's right. It's a big step. You know, one thing you have to realize about when the Justice Department decides to prosecute an antitrust case, they might lose. It's not an easy thing to win an antitrust case, no matter what. Now, back in the 70s and before, what they would do is they would catch managers and company heads kind of being complacent about the antitrust laws,
mm-hmm.
and there were all these price fixing cases, and people got convicted. I mean,
yeah.
Middle managers and companies went to jail, Jim,
mm-hmm.
and. As a result, now you know what I do is I do civil action, and the civil actions followed. Now, almost all the civil actions for price fixing came as follow-up actions after the Justice Department got a conviction. So the conviction comes, and that's called res judicata or collateral estoppel. In other words, the deal is done, they're guilty, and the only question is how much are they going to pay?
Right.
So a lot of the price fixing cases that were civil cases were just following up criminal actions. Well, then, you know, politics changed, and all of a sudden, the Justice Department really wasn't pushing antitrust very much. And I was with a great firm in Philadelphia that specialized in antitrust litigation for many years, and all of a sudden, that kind of dried up because companies weren't being prosecuted for antitrust.
Right.
And therefore, there weren't that many civil actions for antitrust. But the very smart head of our firm used to smile and say, just relax. This means the violations are building up in the pipeline.
Well, here's the thing about antitrust to me. I reported on the Microsoft case every month. I had somebody on the ground. One of my Brain Trust members was in the room when that case was being heard. And I reported on it and learned a lot about antitrust. And here's the thing I determined. Number one, the government will file an antitrust case when they claim that customers are being harmed when no customer is complaining. And in other words, they just assume that the customer is going to be harmed, but no customers have complained. That's one thing that I know the government will do. Number two, I believe that the day will come when there won't be anything for the antitrust people to do in Washington because the technology is going to move faster than the court can move. In other words, by the time, and this happened in Microsoft, basically in the bundling of the browser case, Matthew. By the time the courts get around to coming up with a solution, the technology will have already rendered that problem basically moot. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a truism, and it's true not only for antitrust, it's true for many other areas of technology. It always takes the law years to catch up to technology.
But by the time the gavel drops, people are saying, "So what? You know, that was, you know, that issue was over 2 years ago."
That's right. But one thing I want to mention was, you know, for our listeners, the small business owners, you know, the parts of antitrust law that are relevant are the ones that protect them from anti-competitive practices from their huge competitors. You know, predatory
right.
pricing, price fixing, and leaving them out. There are a lot of protections for small business owners to protect them against.
Right.
You know,
but you're talking old. That's old school antitrust, right? That's not the new stuff. I was just talking about that's old school. That's always going to be there, isn't it?
Well, you know, there's an overlap, Jim. I mean, when you talk about, you know, consumers being hurt because prices are too high because of anti-competitive behavior, it hurts both the consumers and the small business people that are trying to compete with the people violating the law.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's a more interesting case when you deal with a small business against a big business as opposed to the consumers. You know, the problem with the consumer cases, they're all class action.
Right.
And so you're right. You're dealing with a faceless, nameless crowd of people, many of whom don't even realize they're in the case.
But in the case of Microsoft, there wasn't even a crowd of people. It was the competitors who were bringing the case, not the customers. The customers were okay with it. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I want to get Matthew to talk about what happens when the government is doing antitrust stuff. Who sues the government for that sort of thing? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.